Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's another seat in Congress up for grabs in Massachusetts. Congressman William Delahunt says he will not run for re-election, which opens up the chances for Republicans to take one of the 10 seats in the House of Representatives now held by Democrats. WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice joins us in the studio this morning to talk about all of this and the implications of Delahunt's decision. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
Massachusetts just elected Republican Senator Scott Brown to fill the seat held by Ted Kennedy. Does the anti-incumbent political climate have anything to do with Delahunt's decision not to run?
Well, Delahunt's district is the most Republican in Massachusetts. Scott Brown won there by a bigger margin than in any other congressional district. But Delahunt and a source close to him both say that he's been thinking about leaving Congress for a while, and that the late Senator Ted Kennedy talked him into staying in order to implement President Obama's agenda this year. Delahunt is 68, and he says his decision to leave at the end of this term has nothing to do with politics.
Just in the last few weeks, Delahunt has kind of been put in an uncomfortable position. He had to come out to defend his handling of the Amy Bishop case back in 1986 when he was the Norfolk County District Attorney. Bishop, who's under arrest in Alabama in the shooting deaths of three of her university colleagues there, shot and killed her brother Seth in Braintree 24 years ago in 1986. Delahunt then accepted investigators' findings that it was an accidental death, but the current DA, William Keating, says there was evidence that the shooting may not have been accidental. I give all that background in order to ask this question. How much of a factor was the resurgence of that case? How did that play into Delahunt's decision?
I've been trying to get a sense from voters in Delahunt's district about how they think he's handled that case. I'm getting the sense that there were not enough facts out to sway voters one way or the other for or against Delahunt on his handling of the Bishop case. I was recently in Braintree, a town not in Delahunt's district, talking to people about the Bishop case, and there I spoke to Debbie Clapp, who does live in Quincy, Delahunt's hometown, and it's also the main city in the 10th Congressional District. She told me that all we have to go on is Delahunt's word that he has not been given all the facts by the police.
And I don't know enough about the case in 86 to know whether that's true or whether something was undercover. So I haven't read enough about his part in it to make a statement about really how I feel about him.
Which is probably the way a lot of voters feel in Delahunt's district now. Let me ask you about the race ahead to succeed him. What's it look like?
Well, this could be the liveliest congressional race we've seen since Joe Moakley died in 2001. The difference is that all the excitement then was on the Democrat side. This year, there are likely to be heated primary races in both parties. On the Democrat side, there was speculation that there would be a Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy III, the son of former Congressman Joe Kennedy, was thought to be interested in running. He's taken himself out. He said he would not run. So you have William Keating, the Norfolk County District Attorney, who's believed to be interested in running. The district meanders from Quincy all the way down to Provincetown. And on the Cape, you have State Senator Robert O'Leary, who's already said that he would be interested in running if Delahunt did not run.
And what about the Republican side?
Well, that's where the real excitement is, seems to be. On the Cape, State Representative Jeff Perry is already running. He's one of only two state representatives who voted against the state's universal health care law back when Mitt Romney was governor. It's a vote that he's reminding people of as he goes around the state talking, or the district, talking to Republicans. And there's a strong sentiment, at least among Republicans and among Tea Partiers, that the Massachusetts health care law has not worked to contain costs. Perry is likely to face former state treasurer Joe Malone,
who's already signaled his interest in the race, but he's not alone either. There may be one or two others.
Yeah, another possible strong contender is State Senator Robert Hedlund. He represents Weymouth, which is Scott Brown Central. It's the town that gave Brown the biggest margin of victory, about 7,000 votes. Weymouth is also the most unionized town in the state, and Hedlund does not think that that's a coincidence. Even though he's a Republican, he's consistently been able to get elected with union support. He thinks that's going to help him.
With all the other races on tap that will be contested this fall, here's another one that we'll be keeping a watch on in the coming months. WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot.
With bated breath.